The federal government is facilitating Jasper's recovery from the 2024 wildfire with $160.1 million in funding, including $30 million for interim housing. Terry Duguid, the minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada and the new ministerial liaison for Jasper, visited Jasper on Thursday, February 6, to tour the area and make the announcement. "We know that interim housing isn't a permanent solution, but it's critical to make sure that Jasperites can stay in their community as we rebuild and as the municipality plans for long-term housing solutions and increased density," Duguid said. With the wildfire destroying 820 housing units within the town site, Jasper's chronic housing shortage has become more acute than ever. More than 600 households have applied for interim housing. Parks Canada is procuring 320 housing units set to begin arriving next week, with initial occupancy expected by the end of the month. The federal agency has made 4.25 hectares of land available within the town boundary. "I saw those sites on the drive around the town this morning, and it is heartening to see progress on the ground," Duguid said. "With site servicing complete, our priority is to install as many of these housing units as quickly as possible." The provincial government previously promised to provide 250 housing units, but its insistence on permanent, single-detached units, as opposed to high-density options, has caused negotiations with Parks Canada to come to a standstill. Duguid said he was hopeful the Alberta government would make good on its commitment and emphasize the need for interim housing. "As the ministerial lead for Jasper, I am here ready and willing to work with the government of Alberta to deliver for Jasper, and I promise the people here that I am not looking to be Ottawa's voice in Jasper, but Jasper's voice in Ottawa," he said. Jasper Sow Bill Given reported that they were working through the list of households who have requested housing but acknowledged that 320 units wouldn't be enough to house everyone. "Will there be enough housing? There never has been enough housing in Jasper," Given said. "I think the case will always be that there are going to be more people who want to live in Jasper than there's room for them. I think that that's been historic." Given also noted the need to house the rebuild workforce, which would be a topic of ongoing discussion. To develop long-term housing, the federal government is putting $9.4 million through the second round of the Housing Accelerator Fund. This is expected to accelerate the construction of 240 permanent homes over the next 3 years. This is part of a plan to construct 505 multifamily homes over the next decade. Much of the $160 million also goes to covering expenditures for the 2024 wildfire season mitigation and response for Parks Canada-administered places, as well as strengthening Jasper National Park's wildfire response and recovery. In addition, $19.6 million will reimburse the provincial government for some of the costs incurred while fighting the Jasper wildfire. Duguid noted the federal government had previously committed $100 million through the 2021 budget over 5 years to Parks Canada wildland firefighting for risk reduction, preparedness and response. Since 2003, more than 10 square kilometers of forest around Jasper has undergone intensive fuel reduction. "With climate change driving more frequent and severe weather events, we must do more to protect people, reduce risks and control costs," Duguid said. "It has been stated before, but it bears repeating. Jasper is one of the most fire-smart communities in all of Canada." Duguid also announced a new employment insurance, a pilot project that will offer a one-time credit of 300 hours of insurable employment to claimants in Jasper and Boonebonnabee Cree Nation, Man, who established a claim between July 21, 2024 and July 19, 2025. Both communities suffered lengthy wildfire evacuations last summer that closed businesses and prevented employees from working. According to the federal government, the $160 million in funding has also enabled Parks Canada to put in place 93% of cleanup and demolition permits for destroyed or damaged properties. Debris removal is expected to wrap up this spring and allow for rebuilding to begin.